You're listening to Empathica Radio, home to unsigned metal, hardcore, and punk artists, the true underground.
Hail to the king, baby.
Welcome back to Empathica Radio. This episode is brought to you by Savage Mountain Punk Festival. This is taking place either August 11th or 12th?
It's the 11th and the 12th.
Are you sure?
I looked more into it. It was the 19th and the 20th, 2016.
Oh.
So unless you got a time machine, don't show up a week late.
Okay, that's why.
So it's the 11th and the 12th, Friday and Saturday.
Okay, awesome. So it is the 11th and 12th. Let's see here. It's three shows, two-day event. There's a show on Friday night, two shows on Saturday. You can get your tickets at www.svgmtnpunkfest.com. Right hand, top of the right hand screen, you'll see where you can click get your tickets. I suggest going. There's going to be some good bands there. You are going to hear a few of them on today's episode. Also, you're going to get to hear the new one by Casket Robbery. If you did not listen to episode 14, you'll get to hear it on this one. It's an I can't talk today, Brendan. Shit.
It's an exclusive.
Exclusive song just for us, just for you. They are on tour right now, but we will get to that later on. Speaking of shows, Brendan.
Yes.
I am going to beg you.
Yes.
To go to this. Hold on a second. Let me pull this up here. I think we should try to make the fuck is it called? Oh, the Full Terror Assault open air.
Oh, is it a whole festival and whatnot?
Yeah, it's a whole festival. Mm. I don't want to go to the whole thing.
Yeah.
But it's only like 2 hours away from here.
Yeah.
Down south. It's not far. I would have to look into see, like, maybe like it's the Saturday of what's going on. But Overkill's there, Venom Inc.
Okay.
Crowbar, there's all sorts of shit going on, and I think it would be fucking awesome to go. I don't know if I click on there, like if it lists the who's playing what, like what
time,
days.
What day? Yeah. It's like Goat Horror also.
Yeah, Goat Horror's gonna be there. Oh, I'm gonna apologize to everybody listening right now. You're gonna hear a lot of rumbling in the background. There's a fucking air show going on, and they're flying right over my house. So. I apologize. There's nothing I can do about it. It's in, what is it, Cavern Rock, Illinois?
No idea where that is.
I looked it up, but it's maybe 2 hours away, two and a half. It's not far for us, really. Because I'd be... Fuck, I want to see Overkill again. I haven't seen them in years. Venom Inc. would be fucking badass to see.
Yeah.
I think we should look into that and... see about going
September 7th, 8th, 9th.
Right. Oh, there goes one right there. The only thing that might conflict with me is I know I go to down to the Ozarks for it's like a big bike fest that goes on in September.
Yeah.
If it falls on the same weekend, I'll be down there, but I can't remember. I think that's later in the month. I think I want to say that's like mid September. Which was a fucking nightmare ride down there.
What was that?
Past year. It fucking rained the entire time Friday. So we were getting pissed on the entire ride down there. It sucked. But Saturday and Sunday, it was perfect out.
Yeah.
But Friday night going down there, dude, I'd never been so scared on my bike. Flying down 70 in these tractor trailers just blowing by me. Oh, fuck. And it wasn't just like a light rain. It was... pouring. It poured on us for the first hour down the highway, and we picked up the keys of the condo. But it was a buddy of ours' condo that we were staying at, so we had to, I think it was in Wentzville where we had to go, rode out there and picked the key up, and by the time we got there it had quit raining. Shit, we were still soaked though. I mean, it didn't matter at that point, and the roads were still wet until we got to Kingdom City, and then from there, the roads were dry, but it didn't matter for us. Yeah. We stopped there in Kingdom City for a minute, and I was standing in the parking lot of the gas station, and I happened to look down, and the gas station was at a slight angle, like the parking lot was. Uh-huh. Like, and we were standing at the top of like a minor hill. Uh-huh. I'm standing there talking, and I happened to just look down, and I had like a stream coming out of my boots and going downhill, because that's just how much water here. I was just soaked. My gloves I was wearing at that point, I had some, they were weird. They were like, I'm sure it was like the fake leather on the grip, and the back was all neoprene. Okay. By the time we got to Kingdom City, they were falling apart off my hands. Yeah, I just threw them right in the trash because they were like, they were just disintegrating from being so wet. So I was like, what the fuck? But that was a fucking nightmare. But Saturday and Sunday, sun was out. It was in the 80s. It was awesome. But right down there, not so much.
Yeah.
First time wearing a full face mask.
Yeah.
And that was a lifesaver.
Really?
Yeah. For the rain.
It was in September. Was it warm? Or?
Yeah, it was still warm.
Yeah.
It wasn't like freezing. But I had my leather jacket and my chaps on anyway. Yeah. Because that's what I was using for my rain.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it didn't matter. But no, it wasn't like, no, it wasn't freezing.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily.
Yeah.
But it was, yeah, that full face helmet was a fucking lifesaver. I bought one just for that again. Because that was unreal. That was, don't ever want to do it again. We always tell ourselves, we're never going to ever leave in the rain. If you get caught in it, it's a different story. Yeah, that's just stupid to leave in the rain. Well, we were fucking stupid, and we were like, well, we got to do this. So we did it. Hopefully this year it doesn't rain.
Yeah.
But fuck it. But it's going to be one of those things. I think we're going to book a condo this year. And if it ends up going to be raining all weekend, since we're already have the condo, we're just going to drive.
Oh, yeah.
Just guy weekend, Ozarks, fuck it. So that'll, yeah, we'll see what happens. I'll check into the dates, because I wouldn't mind going to the show.
Yeah.
Early Saturday, maybe. Our luck. I wish I could hand pick on who's going to play Saturday.
Yeah.
Then it would make it worth my time. But
it was just Overkill, Venom, Crowbar, Goat Whore.
Goat Whore. Who else would I have play? I think I would do Iron Reagan for sure. I like them.
Yeah, I'm not sure about.
Who
Raven?
Else?
Who the hell's Raven? Are they fucking from the
80s? Fuck, I have no idea.
Okay.
Never heard of them. Havoc, I think, is pretty good.
There's a bunch of bands here I've never even heard of.
Yeah, there's a shitload I haven't heard of. But it might be cool. Our luck. I would imagine Saturday would be the prime day.
Yeah, you would think.
You would think. But could be wrong. I've never been to an open air festival like that.
Neither have I.
But being it's only 2 hours away, we could go in, get in, and get out.
Yeah.
And not have to worry about staying in a fucking tent. Screw that. I don't want to do that. I don't want to stay in a tent. Too old for that shit. I do that once a year when I go on my phone. We go on Mike's float trip. Other than that, no. I usually only make it one night because it's two nights we stay down there. Usually the second night after we get done floating, I pack my shit up and come home. I'm like, fuck this. I'm tired. I'm hot. I'm too old for that shit.
I don't know that I've ever slept in a tent overnight.
Really? You don't like pretending you're homeless and sleeping on the ground?
No.
I don't either. It's not my favorite thing to do. It fucking sucks. Let's get into the, actually, let's get into the first band. And they are one of the bands that's going to be at the Savage Mountain Punk Festival,
which takes place on the 11th and 12th.
Yeah, do not show up on the 19th and 20th unless you have a DeLorean with a flux capacitor. Then do whatever the fuck you want.
And that is in Frostburg, Maryland.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention that, didn't I? And it is also only 2 hour drive from Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Harrisburg, and D.C. So it's centrally located, and it's about a 2 hour drive from all those places. So if you're in those areas, you like punk, you have no fucking excuse on why not to go.
Yes. 20 bands, 19, something like that.
Get your ass there.
So there you go. One of the bands is Defiant Brood, and this is the song Mina.
We'll be right back.
That was Mina by the band Defiant Brood. They are out of Cumberland, Maryland, and you can find them at facebook.com/defiantbroodband.
Awesome. They will be there at the Punk Fest along with 18 other bands, and we're going to get to a couple more later on. But first off, did you hear or read anything? I've seen this pop up, and I've been meaning to ask you this. This was maybe, I don't know, a fucking month ago. Iron Maiden being sued for one of their songs.
No.
Fuck, which one was it? I want to say it was Hollow Be Thy Name.
What?
I think.
Better not be. That's the best song they ever wrote.
Well, they might not be playing it when we see them in July.
Those motherfuckers didn't play it last time we saw them. Like, the first time since 1982, that tour was the first time they did not play that song since 1982, and oh my god, that pissed me off.
That might be the reason.
Oh.
You have to look into that. I figured you would have seen it if I
did. I didn't see anything. No.
I think it was that one. I could be wrong. I thought it was Hollow Be Thy Name. Some other group claims that's their riff. I can't remember. I don't think I read the article in full.
Yeah.
But one of the members of Iron Maiden said, oh, we thought we had that squared away.
Yeah.
Like, this must have been a problem in the past. Uh-huh. And they thought they squashed it.
Yeah.
Well, now somebody else is like, fuck that. It's you can't do that. So I think they're going through a little bit of a dispute and mentioned something about how you probably aren't going to hear it.
Oh, that's bullshit.
But that doesn't make any sense because you can play any song live.
You can play a cover song.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah. So I don't know if that's true. Yeah. That might have been just the guy who wrote the interview thinking that, because maybe the guy was a fucking moron and doesn't realize you can play whatever you want live. You just can't sell it, record it,
record, sell it. Yeah.
So, I thought that was kind of interesting. It was like, it's not even like it's a newer song.
No.
You know what I mean? It's fucking old. It's
the third album.
You think if they would have got called on that shit, it would have been back in the early 80s.
Yeah.
And I guess they kind of did, but I don't know if one of the riffs must sound like theirs.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where they got the inspiration from the song. Who knows? But the original group wasn't happy about it. They thought they squashed it. Now somebody else is like, no. They're just trying to fucking ride the money train.
Yeah.
I'm sure. You know how it is. Fuck. Can't be any worse than, fuck, what was his name?
Vanilla Ice?
No, I'm a fucking Vanilla Ice. Get the hell out of here. What the hell's the matter with you? What's wrong with you?
What? He stole that other... Or no, it was different.
It was different.
Remember, the original his was one like... was dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, and then his was dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
He put yeah. the tss in there. It made it completely different. No, guitar player for Obituary and 6 Feet Under at the time. Was it Alan West?
Alan West.
Yeah, Alan yeah. West. And he, like... I always thought that he wrote... Which, obviously, I think he wrote the music for 6 Feet Under because he was the only guitarist. Yeah. But I thought he wrote the music for Obituary, too, which I guess he didn't.
Yeah.
Because he got his ass sued, and I think that's what got him kicked out of 6 Feet Under. Because Obituary wrote the album Back from the Dead. And I think it was one of the songs off of that. At the same time, 6 Feet Under came out with their second album, Warpath.
Warpath, yeah.
And a song in there was exactly the same, like guitar-wise, exactly. And Obituary was like, "Nah, fuck that." And I think that's when, Alan West got.
Was he still in Obituary?
Yeah, I think.
I thought so.
Yeah, at that time, and then I think he was out of both bands at that point.
Then he decided to start selling the meth.
Sorry, he started selling meth. And then called the cops on himself because, you don't remember, you didn't read that?
I don't remember what happened.
That's what he got arrested for. He was selling meth, and someone stole his meth, so he called the cops and was like, this guy just stole my meth. He was, like, cooking it out in the woods. I mean,
see, that's something that happens on fucking Reno 911 as a parody.
Right.
But it doesn't happen in real life.
It does happen in real life, Brendan. What does it say? Art imitates life, or life imitates art. Yeah. Someone made a joke out of it, probably put it on TV, and little they know that that's really happening. Just cut your losses.
Yelp.
And that dude looked like shit, too.
Yeah, it did.
Fuck.
Because I always liked his guitaring.
I did, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm assuming that, because if he wrote the music for both bands, can the band really turn around and sue you if you wrote it? I mean, technically, I guess they can.
What's the guy from CCR? John Fogerty?
I don't know.
Whomever owned CCR's music sued John Fogerty for plagiarizing music that he wrote under
his
Creedence Clearwater.
Okay.
But a new song for whatever John Fogerty band, whomever owned CCR's catalog sued him for plagiarizing music that he wrote, which is dumb.
Because was Obituary under Metal Blade back then?
They may have been. I don't remember.
Because that'd been funny if that was the case, because 6 Feet Under was under Metal Blade Records.
Yeah, okay.
So if Obituary was at the same time, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you can't really. But maybe they weren't. Maybe Obituary was under a different label, and that was a label suing.
Yeah,
I don't really remember the whole thing. I just... And maybe I'm wrong. I know it happened. I don't remember exactly how it happened.
Yeah.
But if you listen to the song, you're like, holy fuck. So he was just like, nah, fuck that. I'm going to write it with 6 Feet Under. I'm going to redo it. And he did the Vanilla Ice thing with it for sure. It's like, get out of here, fucker. Well, now he's in prison. And fuck, he may not be anymore. Who knows? What do we got next?
Looks like Railhazer playing the song Everything Shall Burn. We'll be right back. That was Everything Shall Burn by Railhazer. They're out of St. Louis, Missouri. You can find them at facebook.com/railhazer.
Right on. We are going to have Derek, their drummer, in studio next month. That should be pretty exciting. He's on tour right now with Casket Robbery, filling in for drums for the tour. So it's going to, there'll be hopefully some good stories on the road. We will see. Speaking of Iron Maiden, yes. Do you think there's any chance we're going to be under the overhang at the show, or do you think we're going to be so far back and get fucked?
I don't remember where seats were. I know last time I was back past beyond it, but it was nicer weather, so
right.
So it was cool, but yeah, who knows?
I know the first and only time I ever had seats there was at the Iron Maiden back in
2000.
Yeah. And I can't remember if I was under the overhang then. I think I was just outside of it. I'm hoping we're at least under it just in case.
Yeah.
But
we're also way over on the side.
So. We're on the stage, right?
Yeah.
So
if it's windy and it's raining, we could still get wet even if we are under the overhang.
Really?
I think we're way over on the side.
Oh, fuck. So,
who knows?
Yeah, hopefully it's just sunny. That's going to be... It'll be cool. Do I have been a... Well, we say Riverport, but I don't even know what the
Riverport.
I don't know what the name of it is, but the real...
Yeah, it's fucking Riverport.
fuck, it's been years since I've been there. But I'm sure parking will be nice and expensive.
Yeah, last time I was there... left immediately after the last song, walked straight to my car, got in, drove away,
didn't have to
wait.
Really?
Talking to other guys I work with that were there, they're sitting in the parking lot for 45 minutes before they can even move.
Really?
Yeah, I guess I was just lucky.
You just ran out of there, started knocking people over to get to your car. Where the fuck's this guy running from? Yeah, I've never stayed till the end there.
Oh, really?
For anything, like even...
Yeah.
The first time I was there was at Ozfest 97 or 8. I think it was 8. And we stayed for most of Ozzy's set, but ended up leaving a little early just to try to beat the traffic, got out of there.
Uh-huh.
And any other time I've been there, I've always left.
Yeah.
Any of the other Ozfests, I've always been there for just the first stage.
Yeah.
So I would see the bands and I would leave. I mean, you know, so it's fuck, the main stage was just starting, I'm heading out.
Yeah.
So. This time I'm not going to be so lucky. So I'm hoping. I'm thinking I'm going to have to till work. I'm going to be in late.
Yeah.
The next day I'm not going to. That sucked for the Metallica show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it didn't end until about like almost midnight.
Really?
And so I might have picked the kid up. It wasn't until about 12:30 by the time I got there and out. Uh-huh. And then, fuck, I wasn't in bed till 1. And then right back up at 6 to get to go to work, which isn't terrible, but still it's like, fuck. Once again, too old for that shit. Motherfucker, I'm not a young kid anymore. I need at least 7 hours of sleep or I'm just not worth a shit. What do we got next?
Looks like a band called Lovey playing the song Guy Smiley. That was the song Guy Smiley by the band Lovey. They are out of Baltimore, Maryland. You can find them at facebook.com/loveytheband. That's spelled L-O-V-E-Y, the band.
Awesome. We've got quite a few from Baltimore in this episode, it looks like. I noticed that when I was putting it all together. This next one's from Baltimore as well.
Yes, this is Burkana playing Cleansing.
Yeah.
That was the song Cleansing by the band Burkana. They are from Baltimore, Maryland. You can find them at facebook.com/BurkanaMetal. B-E-R-K-A-N-A Metal.
Awesome. So what do we have next?
Looks like the band Bastard.
Hell yes.
And the name of the song is Whiskey Drunk and Possessed by the Devil. That was Whiskey Drunk and Possessed by the Devil by the band Bastard. They are out of St. Louis, Missouri. You can find them at facebook.com/bastardstl and also bastard666.bandcamp.com.
Hell yeah.
And they've got a 10-song album on the Bandcamp and also a 4-song EP with cover songs, which is fucking awesome. Because it's got a Motorhead song, a Discharge song, a G.G. Allin song, and a Bathory song. Which is fucking awesome.
Fuck yeah. These guys know what the hell they're doing.
Yes, they do.
I do own the full length. I haven't gotten the cover one yet. I need to just get off my ass and get that one.
Yeah.
Should I pretend like I went to their show at the Goat Whore and say how awesome it was, even though it hasn't happened yet, and in real time because we're pre-recording this?
Yep.
I was going to do that, but then I'm afraid something will go horribly wrong. The show will get canceled or something, and then they'll be like, oh, we didn't even fucking play. What the hell are these guys talking about? Lying-ass motherfuckers. No, but we are going, or I'm going at least.
I'm
going
to try to go.
He's going to try to go. Yeah, because that was when you saw him before. What show was that you said you saw him on?
Absu.
Absu?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I remember you had their shirt on. You bought their shirt, and I was pissed because you didn't fucking buy me one. This motherfucker, just buy me a shirt. I'll give you the money. God damn it. Because they've got, like, the coolest name.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I'm excited to see him, even though by the time this airs, it's already happened. Yeah. So, oh, well. What we got next, buddy?
Looks like the band Foundry playing the song Industry.
Get off the line!
That was Industry by the band Foundry. They're out of Tampa, Florida. And you can find them at originalfoundrymetalband.webstarts.com.
Awesome. This next band, another band at the Savage Mountain Punk Festival.
It's going to be The Ailments playing the song Worst Foot Forward. That was The Ailments playing Worst Foot Forward. They are out of Annapolis, Maryland. You can find them at facebook.com/TheAilments. TheAlements.
Right on. So next band that we have up for you is also going to be at the Savage Mountain Punk Festival. And this is Bobby Steele's band from Ex-Misfits.
Yep, this is The Undead playing My Kind of Town.
We'll be right back.
That was My Kind of Town by The Undead. They're out of New Milford, New Jersey. And you can find them at facebook.com/theundeadband.
Cool.
I think also just theundead.com.
Is that their actual website?
So.
Okay.
So, yeah, either one.
Yeah, either one. Hope you guys are ready for something brutal next. It's the only place you're going to hear this song right now. Unless you get to see them on tour. What are some upcoming dates on those, on their tour?
The Casket Robbery looks like June 27th. They're playing in Houston, Texas. June 28th in San Antonio.
Okay, awesome.
And this is them playing the song Lilith. That was Lilith by Casket Robbery. They're from Madison, Wisconsin. You can find them at facebook.com/casketrobbery.
Now, this next, we got another St. Louis band.
Oh, okay.
All right, let's get into it.
Looks like a band called Slightly Less Infected with the song Snot Rockets.
Just for blood, don't run it!
That was the song Snot Rockets off the album Moist by the band Slightly Less Infected. They are out of St. Louis, Missouri. You can find them at facebook.com/slightlylessinfected.
Hell yeah. Right here from our hometown.
Yep.
We got one more for you guys. Just want to remind everybody, you can find us at facebook.com/empathicaradio. Subscribe on iTunes. Leave us a 5-star review if you can. Help us bump up this podcast in the charts so that way more people can hear your bands. You can follow me at Empathica Smitty on Instagram. Our show actually has one too, at Empathica Radio. We're on Twitter at Empathica Smitty. Yeah, I was gonna say Smittyo. Empathica at Empathica Smitty on Twitter. Yeah, get on there, check us out, follow, do whatever. Brennan doesn't have shit. He hates social media. So, we will see you guys next month. With we'll have Derek in studio from Railhazer, and he's on tour right now with Casket Robbery playing drums for him. So we should have some good stories, some good times next month. But let's finish it out here, Brennan.
Okay. Next song is called Tinder by a band from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Name of the band is The Lost Little Young and Rich Ethical Capitalists. And you can find them at THELOSLILYUNGN rich ethical capitalists .bandcamp.com.
Right.
So there you go. Good luck.
See you guys in a couple weeks.